Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Friday, September 29th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. Debate ratings, mortgage rates up, living in a pod, and he cut down the tree. It's all coming up. Then Bill will be here with your message of the day. First, 9.5 million people watched the second Republican debate on Fox, Fox Business and University Owned. That's down 27% from the 13 million who watched the first debate. But it still beat the season finale of America's Got Talent on NBC at 5.3 million and the season premiere of Survivor at 5.2 million. Donald Trump has called on the Republicans to cancel all the remaining Republican debates. Trump's team called the debate boring and inconsequential. The Republican Party should put an end to any further primary debates so we can train our fire on crooked Joe Biden and quit wasting time and money that could be going to evicting Biden from the White House. The average long-term U.S. mortgage rate has reached its highest point in 23 years, 7.31%. 2 years ago, it was under 3%. The two major effects here, this makes it more expensive to buy a house, so fewer people are going to buy a house. But that means prices are going to go down, right? Well, no, because people aren't selling their house. They don't want to lose their super low rate that they locked in. So supply is remaining very low, keeping the prices high. Oh, what a mess. One survey looked at the average home price in 575 counties in America, and now the average home price is unaffordable in 99% of those counties for the average income earner. Now, houses are expensive in California, of course. Enter the pod. In Palo Alto and Bakersfield, you can rent a 3.5 foot wide by 4 foot tall pod. Fits a twin mattress. It's got a charging station, LED lights, little air conditioner, upper and lower level, curtains on the front. Everyone shares storage lockers and bathrooms, only $900 a month. So we have resorted to people having to live in hostels. One of the most famous trees in the world, the Sycamore Gap tree, also known as the Robin Hood tree. It's a stunning picture, worth the Google, the Sycamore Gap tree. It's a single lone tree standing next to Hadrian's Wall in England. It's 300 years old. A 16-year-old kid cut it down with a chainsaw. He's been arrested. Some people just have it in their heart to destroy beautiful things. We see it all around us. Add another one to the list. It's not thoughtlessness. It's destruction in the name of destroying beauty. Certain people can't stand to see any beauty in the world. I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. The great Bill O'Reilly is here with your message of the day. Next.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Friday, here's a provocative question. Do you hope President Biden will be found guilty of taking foreign money? We know Hunter and James Biden accepted millions of dollars from a variety of foreign nationals, and Joe assisted in that effort. But what's in your wallet, Mr. President? Safe to say millions of Americans would like to see Joe Biden vaporized. Same thing with Donald Trump. We live in a hateful political time, no question. I, your humble correspondent, bear no personal animosity toward President Biden, but I fervently believe he is hurting the country. I back that up nearly every day with no spin news analysis. But some folks do not believe Mr. Biden is a failure. About 40% of voters still support him, according to polling. Those people believe what they want to believe, not what is visible right before their eyes. However, the anti-Biden crew that thinks Joe's a felon is also believing what they want to believe. There is no direct evidence yet that he actually took money or services, but he might have. That's what the House impeachment inquiry is all about. Now, as a Christian, I'm not supposed to root for personal destruction, but I am compelled to seek justice. So that's where I am. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, bill@billoreilly.com, bill@billoreilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Okay, let's get to the mail. We got Kathy says the breakdown of the border is going to be overwhelming and have dire consequences for the country. Take a very long time to recover, if ever. Taxes are going to pay for the migrants, their health care, their children, and everything else. It's true. What you just nailed it. Take a long time to recover from this. George Pervarnik, Las Vegas. Almost all the ills today in our country can be traced back to Joe Biden, his administration, Democratic Party. All these worker strikes are because people can't afford a decent living with any inflation. And Trump missed that last night in his speech. But that's absolutely true. Thomas Pavlak, Belleville, Illinois. So what is the difference when the presidents use a vacation home for free? I think all public officials need to stop accepting expensive gifts. As long as they make it public that I'm vacationing at this person's house at their invitation, they're a friend, it's legal. Donna Ray, I love the interview with Tucker Carlson. Thanks for all you do, Bill. I appreciate your honesty. I'm even more excited about reading Killing the Witches. It was my free book when I renewed my premium membership. This is the greatest time to become a premium or concierge member on BillOReilly.com. Get the free copy of Killing the Witches or any of my other book. And we're into the election cycle. Please consider. Judy, that was the best interview I've ever seen. You and Carlson were tops. Judy, thank you very much. J.P. Rayberger, Boise, Idaho, superb. You and Carlson delivered the absolute best interview and exchange I've seen in decades. John Rital, Savannah, Georgia. I enjoyed the interview immensely. The rapport between you and Carlson was obvious. It was like he was talking to his older brother. Ooh. Yeah, all right, all right. Arlene Welsh, South Lake Tahoe, California. Just finished Killing the Witches. Couldn't put it down. Arlene's one of the first to read it. I give it the highest rating on my Reading Club app. Thank you, Arlene. Very nice of you. In a moment, something you might not know. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Now the O'Reilly update brings you something you might not know. 85 years ago today, the leaders of Great Britain, France, and Germany forged an agreement that allowed Adolf Hitler to control vast sections of Czechoslovakia. Many hoped the document would avert another world war. In reality, it emboldened the Nazis to commit greater atrocities. Here is the story behind the Munich Pact. In September 1938, Hitler demanded the return of a German-speaking region called the Sudetenland to the Third Reich. The dictator had just seized Austria with no opposition. For 2 weeks, negotiators huddled in Munich. On September 30th, British Prime Minister Neville Chamberlain appeased Hitler. The UK would not stand in his way. Chamberlain then returned to England, telling reporters at Buckingham Palace he had achieved, quote, peace for our time. Well, he had just committed one of the greatest foreign policy blunders of all time. 6 months later, Hitler discarded the Munich Pact and absorbed the entirety of Czechoslovakia into the Nazi Empire. The invasion forced Britain to issue a statement about Poland, warning Germany that the UK would defend Poland. Well, Hitler ignored the threat and sent troops into Poland in September 1939. England and France declared war on the Nazis, and World War II had begun. The chaos would consume 28 countries and stretch from England to Russia, North Africa to Norway. In the end, Hitler, of course, lost it all, but between 15 and 25 Europeans perished in World War II. Another 30 million died in the Pacific theater. And here's something else you might not know. The Nazi plan to conquer Europe began at the Munich Conference. Said Hitler shortly after the meeting, quote, our enemies are not men of action. They are not masters like us. They are little worms. I learned this at Munich, said Adolf Hitler. Back in a moment.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful. A lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.